听力课堂，听 class.com.
Let's move on to something old, something new.
I was wondering when we were going to get to this one. We'll be covering words, clearly enough, which describe old and new things. It's just that simple.
So let's get started. Something new.
Don't confuse this first word with its other meaning, a work of fiction. Novel can also mean new and original. Ray, for instance, had a novel approach to homework. He just didn't do it. Ray failed geometry as a result of this novelty.
If I may be permitted to pun, there was nothing novel about the author's latest novel. The characters were old and the plot borrowed. It's the idea of originality that really sets the word novel apart from a word like new. Something novel is more than just new. It's clever and original.
Kind of like some of Shakespeare's plays. Can it come as any surprise that Shakespeare wrote so many great plays since he lived during the most fertile and exciting period in history?
You mean the Renaissance?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, that's the next word. When something is nascent, it's being born. Anyone familiar with French or Spanish will know that word. Add the prefix re and you get Renaissance, or a period of rebirth. When you use a capital R in your use of the word Renaissance, you're talking about the great blossoming of art, literature, science, and culture that transformed Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. The word is often used, however, without a capital R in connection with lesser rebirths.
For example, the declining neighborhood underwent a renaissance when a group of investors bought several crumbling tenements and turned them into attractive apartment buildings.
Or, the small college's football team endured many losing seasons but underwent a dramatic renaissance when the new coach recruited half a dozen 300-pound freshmen.
When you want to bring up a new subject for discussion, especially a delicate one, you broach it. Henrietta was proud of her new dress, so no one knew how to broach the subject with her of how silly grandmothers look in leather, not to mention how hard it was to broach the subject of how tasteless her plastic brooch looked stuck in her blue lapel.
Yikes, that's one ugly outfit. Who but a crazy grandmother could beget such an ensemble and get away with it? Beget means to give birth to create. Also, it can mean to lead to and to cause.
Those who lie should be creative and have good memories, since one lie often begets another lie, which begets another. Also, those familiar with the early chapters of the Old Testament will remember how so-and-so begot so-and-so who begot so-and-so, and so on and so on.
Another word that has a meaning similar to beget is spawn. We often hear about how salmon swim upstream in order to spawn. Well, there's really no mystery about what they're doing up there, is there? Spawn means to produce a large number, to bring forth.
One need not refer only to biological functions when using spawn. Take this example. A best-selling book or blockbuster movie will inevitably spawn dozens of imitators. Of course, after The Exorcist came out, not only did it spawn countless sequels and cheap imitations, but furthermore, people everywhere were convinced that demons had spawned inside their bodies.
Who could forget all those demons spawn running around during the late 70s and early 80s?
Now, visionary is a little bit tough because it often gets used incorrectly. Literally, it means a dreamer, a person with impractical goals or ideas about the future. Very often, it gets used to describe people who were ahead of their time or who did things which were very original and then became popular because of how valuable they were.
But what you're saying is that it means impractical and dreamy, as in, my uncle was a visionary, not a businessman. He spent too much time tinkering with his anti-gravity generator and not enough time running his plumbing business.
Exactly. Here's another. The candidate was a visionary. He had a lot of big ideas, but no realistic plan for putting them into practice. What's more, visionary can also be an adjective. For instance, a visionary proposal is an idealistic and usually impractical proposal.
Well, I'll be sure to use visionary in the right way from now on. But in return, you have to learn how to use the word provident.
But I already do know how. Listen, we were provident with our limited food supplies, knowing that the winter ahead would be long and cold. Provident is an adjective that describes people who prepare and provide for the future and are frugal.
Well, it seems you do know how to use provident. Now it's my turn. The provident father had set aside money long ago for the college education of his children. Moreover, to be improvident is to fail to provide for the future. It was improvident of the grasshopper not to store any food for the winter, unlike his acquaintance, the provident ant.
It could have been that the grasshopper simply planned to replenish his supply as the winter wore on. To replenish means to fill again, to resupply, and to restore.
This is the last of the something new words, but here are a few more examples. The manager of the hardware store needed to replenish his stock. Quite a few of the shelves were empty. Or, the commanding general replenished his army with a trainload of food and other supplies.
Here's one. After the big Thanksgiving meal, everyone felt replenished. The act of replenishing is a replenishment. The replenishment of our wood supply was our first thought after the big snowstorm.
Now it's time for a quick review of the words we just learned. We'll give you the words again, followed by simple definitions of each. First up,
novel.
Novel means new and original.
Renaissance.
A renaissance is a rebirth or revitalization.
Beget.
To give birth to create, or to lead to.
Spawn.
To spawn is to produce in great numbers, to give rise to.
Broach.
To broach is to bring up a subject, usually a delicate one.
Visionary.
Impractically idealistic about the future, an idealist.
Provident.
Prepared for, providing for, the future.
Replenish.
To fill again, to resupply, to restore.
And now, we're going to introduce you to someone who can really make these words come to life.
Here's the mayor of our fine city, Boyd Perry.
Fellow Metropolitans, you are to be congratulated. It is your hard work and commitment that have rebuilt our fair town and sparked an urban renaissance. It was clear that new and original tactics were called for, and our approach to this task was a novel one. Many thought our plans for the future were idealistic, if impractical, and I, of course, was called a visionary. But as time has proven, our foresight at the time was indeed provident, and our future, therefore, seems assured. Our civic spirit, which was nearly gone, has been replenished, as our city's prospects are once again bright. And, as anyone will tell you, happiness breeds more happiness, which in turn begets more good things, and so on and so on. But just look around the country, my friends, and see how our extraordinary effort has spawned countless similar efforts in cities like ours. That said, it is with little hesitation that I will broach the subject of my re-election. Hello, fellow Metropolitans! Hello!
Now let's move on to the words from the other half of this group, something old. There's no need to explain that these words all describe things that are old or that came before.
All right. Let's get started late in the alphabet with vestige. See if you can figure out the meaning by hearing it in context first. The unhappy young man found vestiges of his fiancée in the rubble. The explosion had effectively ended their romance.
Oh, that's pleasant. A vestige is a remaining little piece of something, a last trace. Here's another less gruesome example. An old uniform and tattered scrapbook were the only vestiges of the old man's career as a professional athlete. Also, your appendix is a vestige. It used to have a function, but now this organ does nothing.
No, that's not unpleasant at all. The adjective form of vestige is vestigial. The appendix is referred to as a vestigial organ. It is still in our bodies, although it no longer has a function. It is a mere vestige of some function our digestive systems no longer perform.
Perhaps it's not a vestige at all and is actually a precursor to something that hasn't shown up yet. A precursor is a forerunner, something that comes before and paves the way for whatever it is that follows.
This weekend, I'll be vacationing in a friend's rustic cottage up on Lake Quacahoochee. It's pretty enough, but I'll miss having a hot shower, television, and electric lights.
I see. Rustic means rural, lacking urban comforts, or primitive. It can also be used as a noun, as follows. A rustic is an unsophisticated person from the country.
That rustic log cabin I'll be staying in was the antecedent to most of American residential architecture. The prefix ante, A-N-T-E, almost always means before, so it makes sense that the word antecedent means something that came before.
It can also mean the model for something that came after, like your friend's log cabin. Also, your grandparents, as well as your parents, could be said to be your antecedents. They came before you, and they are in many ways models for how you turned out.
The horse-drawn carriage is an antecedent of the modern automobile. Antecedent also works well as an adjective. For instance, the oil lamp was antecedent to the light bulb.
A good way to remember antecedent is that it is related to a word that's similar in meaning, precedent, which means an earlier example of something. Precedent is the noun form of the verb to proceed or to go before. To set a precedent is to do something that sets an example for what may follow.
The major difference between precedent and antecedent is that an antecedent usually is different, more primitive than the things that came after it. A precedent is usually very similar, as it is in the law. For example, George's consumption of 400 hot dogs has no precedent. No one had ever done it before. In other words, it was unprecedented. It was entirely new.
How about this? Last year's million-dollar prom set a precedent that the current student council hopes will not be followed in the future. That is, they hope that future proms won't cost $1 million.
Spending that kind of money for a high school dance does, after all, go against both tradition and convention. When something is conventional, it's common, customary, and unexceptional. For instance, the architect's conventional designs didn't win him awards for originality.
Tipping the waiter in a restaurant is a conventional courtesy. It's often used as a buzzword for old hat, as in the following example. Conventional wisdom is what everyone thinks. The bland politician maintained his popularity by never straying far from the conventional wisdom about any topic. It's really the opposite of novel.
Here's a word that doesn't, in and of itself, mean old, but is often used in conjunction with old or simple ideas. Rudimentary, which means basic, crude, or unformed. The primitive tribe's tools were very rudimentary. In fact, they looked more like rocks than tools.
Here's one. The boy who had lived with wolves for 15 years lacked even the most rudimentary social skills. That's when you're using rudimentary to mean basic. Here's one for use as crude. The strange creature had small bumps on its torso that appeared to be rudimentary arms and hands.
More pleasantries, I see. Let's move on to the last word in this group. Here's an example first. For a happy life, eat figs, is not an adage. No one ever said it before this moment. Honesty is the best policy is an adage. An adage is an old saying, a familiar bit of wisdom. The key is an adage must be old, tried, and true. Have you got one?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. An old chestnut, but nevertheless, an adage. Likewise, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Adages are often clichés, but that's an inevitable result of standing the test of time.
And speaking of which, it's time for a quick review of our words from something old.
Vestige.
A last remaining trace of something.
Precursor.
Predecessor. Something that comes before and paves the way for what comes after.
Antecedent.
Someone or something that went before and provides a primitive model for what followed.
Conventional.
Common, customary, or unexceptional.
Precedent.
An earlier example of something or someone.
Rustic.
Rural, lacking in sophistication, primitive.
Rudimentary.
Basic, crude, unformed, or undeveloped.
Adage.
An adage is an old familiar saying, a cliched bit of wisdom.
And now, as you all know, it's time to hear the words used in context. So without further delay, meet Joan Wiflemu, museum curator.
Yes, the recent theft of our prized antique mannequin has caused much anxiety. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is an old adage that should have been heeded. I have lobbied for better security, arguing that even the most basic, rudimentary alarm system would be an improvement over having nothing at all. At some point, the board of directors must realize that urban ills have encroached on our primitive, rustic little enclave here, and the museum demands more sophisticated care and maintenance. This sort of thing has happened before. There are, in fact, several precedents in our history. I tried to explain how the previous theft of our collection of ancient keyhole ornaments was surely a precursor to many thefts still to come. I mean, for God's sake, even the most common, traditional, conventional wisdom says protect what we have left. After so many robberies, we're down to the last vestiges of what was once a large and important collection. This current theft is especially devastating because the mannequin is the oldest antecedent of all modern-day storefront mannequins. Such a loss. Such a shame.
The time has come, then, to rally together all of the words from the group Something Old, Something New.
We'll be following the same format we always have. Let's begin.
Vestige. A vestige is a last trace. After the earthquake, the only vestiges of my home were the smoldering foundations.
Renaissance. A renaissance is a rebirth or revitalization. My parents' remarriage marked the unlikely renaissance of my fractured family. Spawn. To spawn is to reproduce in large amounts. Frogs don't just give birth, they spawn thousands of offspring from a large nest of eggs.
Rudimentary. Rudimentary means very basic, crude, or primitive. Calculus. I can't even grasp the most rudimentary concepts of basic mathematics.
Novel. Something novel is new and original. Montague's five-wheeled bicycle was a novel but effective invention.
Conventional. Conventional is common, unexceptional, or old hat. Mistress Formica's unimpressive approach to the dance of the tarantella was conventional, to say the least.
Broach. To broach a subject is to bring it up. I was afraid to broach the issue of my moonlighting as a stripper, for I didn't want to anger my family.
Adage. An adage is an old familiar saying that carries some amount of wisdom. That's the way the cookie crumbles is an example of a classic adage. Antecedent. An antecedent is anything that came before and provided the basic blueprint or model for that which came after. Ancient campfires were the antecedents of today's modern nuclear reactors.
Beget. To beget is to bring forth, to lead to create. In cycles of family behavior, one generation's actions inevitably beget similar actions in the following generations.
Rustic. Rustic means rural, primitive, lacking sophistication. Leland's New York apartment is surprisingly rustic. It has no electricity, no furniture, and water must be carried back from the nearby fire hydrant.
Provident. Provident means prepared for and providing for the future. Squirrels are notoriously provident rodents. They spend all of spring storing food for the winter.
Precursor. A precursor is a forerunner or anything that comes before and makes things ready for whatever comes next. The drip from the ceiling was only the precursor to the roof's caving in completely.
Replenish. To replenish is to refill, restore, or to resupply. Anyone who finishes all the cookies has to replenish the cookie jar. Visionary. A visionary is someone with lofty, if impractical, ideals about the future and what it holds. Icarus was a visionary, for man did not achieve flight for thousands of years after his first, rather failed, attempt.
Precedent. A precedent is an example of something that has come before. When the lawyer called for the death penalty, he cited several precedents in the law which called for the same sentence for a similar crime.
And there we are. We've covered all the words from Something Old, Something New.
When you feel you have a good grasp of the words, try using them in conversations with friends and in your writings.